Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here. I've been a property investor now for about 18 years. Over that period of time, I've built up a multi-million pound property portfolio using creative property investment techniques, things like rent-to-rents, lease options, assisted sales, exchange delayed completions, lots of joint venture finance, private investor finance, and I've scaled up a large portfolio now in the Nottinghamshire region. Now, when I say 18 years, the first 10 years in property, I actually managed to build a debt. So it's only since really 2013 that I started to do property in the correct way. So at the moment, I'm actually on my way to one of my latest property investments, but I thought I've got some time, why not record some content? And I've got some questions from people. I thought I'd answer the questions and give you some value while we're on the way. Okay, so the hardest thing about being a property investor is nothing, really. It's so much better than a job, but there must be something hard, right? So what's the hardest thing about being a property investor? That's a great question, because I can't think of anything difficult. Tenants is the hardest thing about being a property investor. I love my tenants, don't get me wrong. I love tenants. I don't see them as tenants, I see them as my customers. But with tenants, quite often problems will happen. They don't create the problems, but they report the problems at the wrong times. So you could be open all day in your office, 9 till 5. So I've got staff that work for me now in our office that run the portfolio. They'll be there 9 till 5, 9 till 5:30. And it'll be, if we're finishing at 5:30, a tenant will message at 5:31 that there's a problem. They'll have known about it for a day, a week, but they'll message a minute after you finish for the day. And they'll want it done immediately. So yeah, the hardest thing for me about property investing is the maintenance side afterwards with the tenants, not in terms of the cost of the maintenance or the amount of maintenance, just the hassle of knowing that you've got to have things fixed, and it's the timings that things go. Like a boiler will always break on Christmas Day. It won't break any other day. It'll be Christmas Day, every single Christmas. And I asked somebody once, why? Why do they always break on Christmas Day? And they said, because it's cold. And it's true, it's cold. The favorite video we ever made together was the video of the stinky house. And we literally just made that video. But that's my favorite video, because Harry, right, the cameraman, could not enter the house. He had to put his t-shirt up over his head. It was hilarious. And that was my favorite video. It's the favorite and the one that will never be forgotten. I would definitely rather have the 3 buy-to-lets. So 3 buy-to-let properties over 100 grand any day of the week. The 3 buy-to-let properties bring in cash flow for the rest of your life. 100 grand. It doesn't get you much. It wouldn't even buy you this car. So 100 grand's not a huge amount of money in the bigger scheme of things. Back in 2013, when I was in debt, having spent 10 years trying to do property, I would have bit your arm off for 100 grand. But actually, in property investing, 100 grand's no good to you. It might get you one deal, but it's not going to be able to help you scale a portfolio. And many people spend their time thinking that they need money to get started in property, but the reality is money's not the most important thing. It's the knowledge, it's the connections. And if I had 3 buy-to-let properties, I could raise 100 grand today. A couple of phone calls, I could raise a few hundred grand today. So there's money everywhere. They're printing money. The government printed £1 trillion last year. So yeah, 100 grand in cash, easily replaceable. The 3 buy-to-lets, it's generational wealth. Do I still get nervous before I do a deal? I wouldn't say I get nervous, but I get excited. So I love the deal. Once I've got a property, it's a bit boring. So I love the finding a property, negotiating the deal, securing the deal. I love it when a vendor says yes, or an agent tells us the vendor says yes. I love it when you get the keys the day you've completed. And then the refurb part, I love the change, seeing a house change from what it does look like to what it finishes up as. But then once the refurb's done and you've kind of refinanced it, it's just another house. It's just a property that brings in cash flow every month. So it's the bread and butter stuff. It brings in the income, but you're not driving by your house every day going, there's my house. The fun in property is in the negotiation. It's in the chasing of the deal. It's in the structuring of that deal. And I love structuring creative deals. But do I get nervous before a deal? No, I get more excited than nervous. And it's an adrenaline rush trying to, you know, making offers on a property deal and seeing if it'll get accepted. It's adrenaline. Okay, so would I rather have 3 to 4 properties with no mortgages, so unencumbered, or 10 to 15 with mortgages? Definitely rather have the 10 to 15 with mortgages. And properties that are sitting there with no mortgages, your money's not working for you. You're under leveraged, the money's not working. And people think over leveraged is bad, under leveraged is worse. If you've got 3 properties with no equity, with no debt on them whatsoever, you're actually losing money because inflation is killing you. The income that's coming in has been burned by inflation. I would rather have the 15 properties with mortgages where I've got the ability for all 15 of those rooftops to go up in value. If the market goes up 10%, 10 to 15 properties go up 10%. While if you've got 3 with no debt, you've only got 3 properties going up in value a little bit. So I'd definitely rather have the 15 with mortgages than I would the 3 without. Okay, so why do I invest in property, not the stock market? I've had loads of people speak to me about stock market and say you'll get a much better return on the stock market. But when I analyze the details with them and they're saying, well, I've heard you'll only get 6% on property. Now, they've heard they'll get 6% return on property, but let me break that down for you in a moment because that's not true. And they're getting 8% in the stock market. So immediately they think, well, I'm making more from the stock market because it returns 8% while property returns 6%. But you're looking at capital growth. You're not looking at forcing values up and you're not looking at leverage. See, the thing, if you've got 100 grand and you invested in the stock market, you'll get 100 grand's worth of stock. That 100 grand's worth of stock at 8% return will make you 8 grand in a year. So your 100 grand becomes 108. If you've got 100 grand and you put it into property, first of all, you can leverage the bank's money. So you can get 100 grand's, your 100 grand can be used as the 25% deposit. You can get a 300 grand mortgage, so you can get 400 grand's worth of property. 400 grand's worth of property, if it goes up 6%, then that's 6% on the 400 grand. Now you've got 300 of debt, 100 of your money, but a 6% increase is 24 grand increase on the 400 grand. So your 100 grand turns into 124 grand at 6%, while at 8% in the stock market, your 100 grand turns into 108. So you're actually making 16 grand more in property than the stock market. Now that's just on a basic property that you buy at market value and rent out and let the market go up 6% in the year. But then what about if you buy value? So you buy a property and you can refurbish it. You can add value, you can force the value up. Typically on a property, we will add 20-25% to the equity in that property just by doing a refurbishment. Now, that's money on top of the 6%. So for me, the property investing gives you significantly bigger returns than the stock market will over the long term. And you can pass that on for generations to come. And you can touch it and feel it and you own that property. While stocks, you're invested into a company. That company, if it's run badly, could go bust. That you've got no control over whether that stock will perform well or not. While in property investing, you control your own future. Who's someone who inspires me? You, Harry. No, that's not true. No, I'm kidding. It is true. For walking into that smelly house. Now, who's someone that inspires me? Rob Moore every single day. So Rob Moore, the co-founder of Progressive, inspires me every single day. Why? Because no matter how much I'm doing, he seems to be doing more. No matter how active I am, he's more active. No matter how much funding I raise, he's probably raising more. No matter what contacts I get, he's got more contacts. So for me, you always need to have somebody who's ahead of you. And Rob's been mentoring me now for a few years. And I know I mentor a lot of other people as well. But what you need in your property investing journey, in your business journey, is to have somebody who's ahead of you that's not just giving you the knowledge, but they're inspiring you to think bigger, to do more, to achieve more. And for me, yeah, Rob, my mentor, obviously is inspiring me daily to do more and to realize that no matter how much I've done, I'm not doing enough. And no matter how big I'm thinking, I'm not thinking big enough. There's always somebody out there thinking bigger. And yeah, if you've got people that inspire you, then you want to make sure that you're connecting and getting close to those people and getting them to drive you and use them as your driver to move forward in your life. Facebook or Clubhouse? What about a face club? Facebook's great. Love Facebook. It's great for certain things. It's great for private messaging. It's great for live feed videos. It's great for general posting. While Clubhouse, nothing can beat Clubhouse for when it comes to talking to people, audio. They're completely different. So Clubhouse is brilliant for talking to people. Facebook is brilliant for other stuff. So Facebook's brilliant for written posts, communication, commenting on stuff. They're totally different. You can't really compare them. I love both. BMW or Porsche? Definitely Porsche all day long. I've had both. BMW was my last car. I wouldn't go back. Once you've had Porsche, you never go back. Yes. Irish sausages are better than English sausages. Very simple. Irish sausages are better than English sausages because Irish meat is better than English meat. And I know you're going to argue this, but you do not have Denny sausages. Do you have Denny sausages in England?
I don't think so.
No, you don't have Denny sausages. And if you don't have Denny sausages, if you're watching this and you're Irish, you're going to get this. If you're watching this and you're not Irish and you've never tasted an Irish sausage, and I'm not talking about the Irish sausages that are sold in English shops because they're not really Irish sausages. I'm talking about the Irish sausages sold in Irish shops. If you've had one, you'll understand. If you've not had one, get on a flight, get to Ireland, eat a sausage. Oh, a secret weapon every property investor needs to use. Their network, their connections. Many people are trying to do property and they're sitting at home thinking that it's all about knowledge, but actually it's about the people. And one of the biggest things that happened for me in 2013 when I found Progressive Property was not the knowledge I was gaining, but it was the people I was meeting. And so many people, they go, oh, there's no point attending a networking event, there's no point going to these property events to learn about property, but they totally miss the biggest point, which is the people that you meet there. And for me, the secret weapon to property investing is your connections, is the people that are supporting you and helping you on the journey. Knowledge is everywhere, but you need the right type of people around you. And you do become the sum of the people you spend the most time with. So the secret weapon for me is hanging around the right people. Oh God, what do I know now that I didn't know a year ago? Right, so I obviously know my investment area more. I'm learning more about property all the time. So everyone is learning, no matter. The one thing I know about property today is that I'll never know everything. So always learning new stuff. I know that 12 months ago, Clubhouse didn't even exist, and it's huge now for being able to connect with people right across the planet, building your network, meeting like-minded people. I know COVID's still around. Thought that'd be gone. I know that I prefer Porsche to BMW because I didn't have one a year ago. So yeah, so quite a few things have changed in the last year. I've got a bigger portfolio 12 months on. I've leveraged my staff more, so I've got a bigger team, better systems, always improving. So yeah, a lot has happened in the last 12 months.
We just went past some developments. Has that ever been of interest for you to build to sell?
Yeah, absolutely. Always thinking about what could be another deal you do, but as well, I've seen a lot of people, and you see this on social media sometimes, and somebody will take a photograph of something outside this big development and they'll go, oh, I'm just bought this, I'm turning it into 64 apartments. And then you never see, everyone's on there going, yay, way, well done. But you never see the finish. You never see the finish article because somewhere in the middle, they went bust. And in my first 10 years in property, I built debt by not knowing what I was doing. And over the last sort of 8 years, I've built up a multi-million pound portfolio. I've got a large portfolio of properties now. We've got over 300 tenants across our singlets and our HMOs. And I could go and do big land developments and stuff, but I don't need to. I honestly believe it's the game of the tortoise and the hare. And sometimes people try to, you hear this saying of go big or go home. Well, I don't believe in this go big or go home. I believe in think big, but start small. And the tortoise and the hare, who ends up winning most of the time? The tortoise, right? I almost said the hare. The tortoise. Because they're gradually growing a business over a period of time, but that money is compounding and compounding and compounding. And I actually had a conversation with one of my staff members this morning. We were looking at a development and it's a development of, it's got planning permission to convert a building into 6 flats and 3 houses. And we could do the development, but it's a 12 to 18 month project. We'd have to raise funds and tie the funds up for 12 to 18 months. We would have to pull in and suck in all of our refurb team resources. In the same period of time, we could probably do, I don't know, 10, 15 small single let buy-to-lets where we could buy them, do a cosmetic repair, kitchen, bathroom, paint, decorate, refinance and let it out. We'd make maybe 15 to 20 grand uplift on the value on each one. So across 10 even, that'd be a couple of hundred grand. And we'd have the residual cash flow coming in from each one. Now on the development I looked at, the numbers throw out around a 200 grand profit, but you gotta wait 18 months for the money. Single let by to lets, we can get them picked up immediately. We could have them turned around and rented out within about 4 to 6 weeks and cash flow coming in. So is one better than the other? There's a lot of moving parts that you gotta take into consideration. And for me, I like small projects that you can turn over quickly and get that cash flow coming in quite quickly. What do I want to achieve in the next 10 years? I want to be alive. So over the next 10 years, I'd like to still be alive. And I mean, if I doubled or tripled my business, that would be great. But I just want to keep doing what I'm doing at the moment. And I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm enjoying the business. I spent 36 odd years of my life working hard, building other people's dreams. I just want to continue doing what I'm doing. I don't really have any major goals to take over the world. This is where I used to work. So I spent 14 years working for this company. And wow, it's changed a little bit around there. And in 2013, when I came to Progressive Property, I was given an opportunity to learn how to do property investing and move away from the working for other people. And over the last few years, I've built up that multi-million pound property business, and I left Langerwerk a few years ago now, about 5.5 odd years ago. And I've just drove back in here to see where I used to come. I used to come in here every single morning, 6:30 in the morning, park a car in the car park and not leave again till about 6:30 or 7 at night. And maybe you're in a job like that right now and you're thinking, do you want to get out of that job? Then you're in control of your own future. Get the right people around you, get the right support, and just go after one deal at a time. Stop trying to replace your entire income. Just do the first deal, then the next deal, then the next deal, and it'll be surprising where it'll take you over a short period of time. 14 years in this place, 5 years without it, haven't looked back. Your future's closer than you think. You've been listening to the Progressive Property Podcast. Remember, it's on iTunes and Stitcher. It's out every Tuesday, so make sure you're subscribed. And also make sure you follow Progressive on the YouTube channel as well. There's lots of content on there where you can see some of these videos as well, and lots of different property deals. So go over to YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I'll see you on next week's podcast. I've been Kevin McDonald. You've been amazing.